There's a new free dental clinic in the city of Syracuse attached to the Emmaus Health Services Clinic at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in downtown Syracuse. The idea is to offer basic dental care to the homeless and people who have no dental insurance. WRVO's Ellen Abbott visited the first day of operation.
The first patient is a Syracuse man named Barry. He says his mouth is a mess after years of neglect.
Can you imagine some of those cities that in Europe that, you know, after they'd been bombed by the Allies? That's kind of what my teeth look like, you know what I mean? Like the South, how the South Bronx used to look back in the late 70s. You know, it's bad, you know, and it's my problem, my fault.
Enter Dr. David Dasher, a retired dentist who most recently worked at the Syracuse Community Health Center.
I'm Dr. Dasher.
Hi, Dr. Holy, I'm Barry.
Why don't you come on in here and you and I can talk a little
sure.
bit. And when he comes, we'll get the paperwork filled out and we'll figure out
nice meeting.
Where you are and where we want to go.
The clinic is a remade office that's attached to the cathedral and it fronts on South Warren Street. It's simple but well-equipped with a basic blue dental chair, sterilizer, handheld x-ray machine, and portable drill, all donated or purchased with the help of a community foundation grant.
The last time you saw a dentist, can you remember when that was?
Yeah, I think it was maybe 15 years ago, 15 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the need in a nutshell for this clinic. These are the kind of patients who haven't seen a dentist in years, often decades. They often wait until a dental emergency takes them to the emergency room, which really can't handle the root problem. That's who Dasher would like to see.
We want those people who could easily fall through the cracks and who have chronically neglected their dental health, and there are many of those.
The other reason Dasher thinks this downtown clinic will thrive is simply a matter of demographics. There just aren't that many dentists practicing in the city.
Ratio of dentists to patients is not good. It's below the national average. That's not true for Onondaga County. Onondaga County is well represented as far as dentists are concerned. So here we are in downtown Syracuse, and there's a lot of 14201, 14202, 14203 areas, zip codes that are underrepresented. And so we're trying to be where the patient needs are.
One of Barry's big issues is missing front teeth.
Those missing teeth that you
missing
have in
teeth,
the front,
yeah.
That's not part of our scope
right.
Right here.
Okay.
Because
Dasher and volunteer hygienist Marilyn Cleary will only take care of cleanings, fillings, and extractions.
Some of the patients will have needs that are beyond the scope, our scope of care, and we'll have to tell them that. If they need crowns or bridges or things like that, we're just never going to be into that.
Maybe we could send them where they can get these services. There are St. Joe's Clinic upstate has a clinic.
Dasher is one of three dentists volunteering now, and another's expected to come on board next year. There are also two volunteer hygienists. They're hoping to be open 3 days a week, including Saturdays, and they're partnering with the Emmaus Health Services, as well as soup kitchens and other social service organizations, to get the word out. Ultimately, Dasher is confident the single blue chair will be filled more days than not.
And hopefully they'll be appreciative of what they get. Maybe if they just brush their teeth once in a while, we will have helped them.
They're
in the
certainly
long
better
run.
Off than they were the day before when they come in.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.